Yeah, you heard that right. It's Leafs lunch. It's 11 o'clock, but it's Leafs lunch. And no, I'm not Andy Petrillo, so there's a few things that everyone needs to get used to. Mark Rowe sitting in for our feisty host. But the good thing is I have TSN 1050's top pairing of Craig Button and Patrick O'Sullivan as we get set for another must-win game for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Stop me if you've heard that before. But taking on a Panthers team that destroyed Toronto 2 weeks ago. And whether or not that was a turning point or what, but we've seen throughout the season that the Leafs have been able to bounce back off of bad losses. And they certainly did after that one. And for Leaf Nation, they're hoping to do that tonight because it was not pretty in Buffalo. And a lot of news coming out of practice yesterday that you guys covered on Leafs Lunch. We'll continue to get updates from the morning skate from Mark Masters throughout the show, and we are up for 2 hours. Frederik Andersen will not start. The injury does not appear to be serious, but he's day-to-day, whatever that means. Curtis McElhinney gets the start. And not to put words in your mouth, Patrick, but just listening to you yesterday, you're okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think McElhinney's a capable goaltender. In the games he started for the Leafs, he has .928 save percentage. So it don't look at a goalie stats. It's a backup that has to come in and play after his team in front of him were so bad that the starter had to be removed. To look at it differently, if you give a guy notice and time, and I even think if he had to play the rest of the way, they'd be able to go .500, and I think that would be enough. So yeah, I think he's more than capable.
You know, I was talking to Ray Ferraro yesterday, and he uses the word organize your team. But you got to organize your team in all the different areas. And acquiring Curtis McElhinney was significant because Jonas Enroth was not going to get the job done. He's not capable. So, you know, when you consider that move to getting Curtis McElhinney, and you consider, because at the time people were all, oh boy, why would they pick him up? I mean, he had gotten shelled by the New York Rangers. And all that was the Columbus Blue Jackets picking the optimum time when they wouldn't get pushed back in their market. But they wanted Corpus Salo. And what's the name of the other goalie? Nielsen? Not
Forsberg.
Nielsen. Forsberg. Yeah. Anton Forsberg to play.
Well, they're both ready, though.
Yeah, and they are ready, and they wanted to do that. So now the Leafs were real smart going after Curtis McElhinney because he's an upgrade on Enroth. And he, to Patrick's point, he gives you an opportunity. All you want is an opportunity to win with your goaltender in there, with your backup goaltender in there. Mm-hmm. And Jonas Enroth was not going to give you that opportunity. So that's points out the window.
Right. And you know, Patrick alluded to it a little bit during the show yesterday and just now that you're seeing a different Leafs team in front of McElhinney compared to Jonas Enroth. Like you could physically see that the team was different. Like they treated it like it was a backup where you're not maybe seeing that as much. And even in that Devils game where he gave up a soft goal to begin it.
Who's that?
For McElhinney. Oh. Gave up a soft goal early on. Or just a goal that you maybe don't want to give up early on.
You know what, Mark, what people don't say? The players damn well know if they have a chance with the goalie in the net.
Right.
And they knew they had no chance with Enroth in the net. When you see guys starting to block shots on dump-ins from the neutral zone, that's a telltale sign that they have no... Don't think... The players aren't fooled. Mm-hmm. The players are not fooled one bit. They know exactly what they need. They know exactly where they're at. Well, and Jonas Enroth wasn't going to get the job done. Mm-hmm. So, of course, they're going to play differently because they know they have no chance.
Are we also going to pretend that the Leafs were the 1970s Montreal Canadiens at the start of the year?
That's the other thing,
because
too.
they had three wins in their first 10 games. So who's kidding who? Enroth probably wasn't the guy for the job. I don't think the Leafs wanted him in the first place. Mm-hmm. If you look at when he signed, it makes a lot of sense that there wasn't a lot of options out there. At the same time, Jonas Enroth had the best numbers of any backup goalie last year. So at some point he could play. Mm-hmm. You know, he's playing, you know, behind a much better team in LA. That's a big difference, but certainly defensively. And, you know, that just didn't work. So McElhinney to me is a top 10 backup. Of the backups, I'd actually probably rather, if I had to play a game with my life on the line, I'd rather him start over both guys in Colorado as far as starters. Like I'm saying, I think he's better than maybe one or two starters in the league. So because he competes, he's smart. He you know, look, again.
How about the starter in Florida's net tonight, most likely?
Who's that? Either one. I'd actually take him over either one, frankly.
Over Reimer or Otto Berra.
Yeah. So if Berra's playing, I mean, Reimer played last night. If Berra's playing today.
Though. Yeah.
James Reimer's a backup. A big part of the problem in Florida has been James Reimer.
Yeah. Well, and Roberto Luongo getting hurt.
Well, that's what I mean. But I mean,
anytime Reimer has to be the guy, he stinks. It's that simple. Just like he was here. And I know the media love him here because he's a great guy. I'm sure the fans like him too. But I don't know what that has to do with being able to stop the puck.
You can still be a good guy and be subpar at your...
Jonas Enroth, I'm sure, is a good guy. But, like, right. you know, there's the... You better be careful about evaluating a goaltender in L.A. playing with Daryl Sutter and behind that type of team and what they do, right? And then thinking that's going to translate to where your team is at to practice
That's my point with McElhaney. Now, I mean, if you... Do you know how many scoring chances the Leafs give up per game?
Yep.
It's a lot.
It is.
And they get a lot, but they're not good defensively. And even through the stretch when they've been better, they're still not good. So... You know, he's played well on a team that has bad D.
So it's the Leafs and Panthers tonight. You can see the game on TSN 4. You can also hear it on TSN 1050. Patrick will be part of the broadcast team for that. Coming up a little bit later in the show, we have Darren Dreger. We also have Sean Thornton from the Panthers. And at around 11:20, Sammy Kapanen, the father of Kasperi Kapanen, who will make his season debut tonight for the Leafs, right now slotted to play on the fourth line. Here's Mike Babcock, and I'm going to read some of his quotes from yesterday about Kapanen. He'll make Boyle and Martin way quicker. There's no one on our team that's as quick as him. He'll help us on the forecheck, real good on the penalty kill. Let's not put the bar too high for him at this point, Craig, but Kasperi Kapanen, who's essentially a point-per-game player in the AHL, he was out for about 7 weeks, I want to say, with an injury. How would you classify him as a prospect with the Leafs right now?
B prospect. I don't think he's shown the consistency in his game to merit full-time NHL duty. It's a big area that he's got to work on to find. He can skate. When he's on his game, his skating becomes a factor, but he's inconsistent. He goes through long stretches of unproductive, indifferent play. You cannot have long stretches of indifferent and unproductive play. So that's something that's part of the maturing process for Kasperi Kapanen. And I'll be real straight with you. A point a game in the AHL means nothing to me.
I said that yesterday.
Right? Means nothing to me. Mm-hmm. You know what? Dime a dozen.
Right.
Point of game guys in America. Top point producers in America. Dime a dozen.
So what would you want to see from Kasperi?
Consistency in his effort. Consistency in his purpose. He drifts. He gets into areas in the game, and he becomes highly unproductive because he doesn't know what to do. He's got to figure out what his game is. He's been an offensive player coming up. He's not going to be an offensive player in the NHL, in my view. Mike Babcock, I think he's in a good spot playing in that part of the line. He's not playing ahead of Marner. He's not going to play ahead of
Nylander.
Like so you better figure out how to be a good winger behind those two guys. And he's not better than Connor Brown. So you better figure out how to be a player. Simple as that.
That sums it up.
Patrick's just nodding at me going, yep, I like that.
Well, if I hear one more time point of game player in the American Hockey League, like I might just vomit. Like seriously, it means
don't vomit
nothing.
Towards me.
It's not a good league, the American League.
Go look at who the top scorers in the league are.
It doesn't. Yeah.
Would you have rather seen Leipzig get the chance?
I don't think Leipzig's an NHL player either.
Okay. So
at least this guy, if he wants to or he's capable of, he can play on the fourth line. For 8 minutes, because he can skate. If he wants to play physical and he wants to put the effort in, he can play that role. Leipzig, no chance.
Yeah. But totally agree with Patrick.
But is he a guy that frustrates you because his ceiling is so much higher due to the talent?
What is his ceiling? But I hear about ceiling. Kasperi Kapanen, is an inconsistent player. Mm-hmm. And through his inconsistency, he becomes highly unproductive. So what is his ceiling? To try to be consistent? Wow. Doesn't that what you have to be to be a good NHL player?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think maybe Mark is the better question. Because he was drafted in the first round, people think that maybe he could be something that...
Right.
I think at this point, a lot of people think he won't be.
And let's not forget he's part of the Phil Kessel trade as well. So you automatically think if he's part of a superstar going one way, you're hoping to get at least a consistent NHL player coming back. And listening to you guys... The jury's still out on that.
Well, he played 9 games last year.
Yeah.
Of the
0 points.
The 20 at the end. Yeah, 0 points. It looked to me this year in camp that he thought he was going to be on the team.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy with 9 games. He's done nothing in his career to think that. So, I mean, that's all part of what are you? What are you going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Can you do anything to make sure that you stay in this league every day?
That's the key for him. So the key is he's got to start with consistency. I call it constancy of purpose and consistency of effort. That's what he's got to do. He's got to have a purpose to his game. He's got to have a consistency to his effort. And if he does, then he might be, because he can skate and he's got some physical capabilities, he can. But he hasn't shown that.
Here's the other thing, too. They were grabbing guys off waivers left and right this year. So that means I mean, was there any urgency at any point to get this guy up and playing? So they wanted to see him do something better, do something differently in the American League. They weren't even considering.
The injuries don't help either, but.
Sure. He was a point of game player. He was a point of game player earlier in the year.
Yeah.
And they didn't call him up.
Right.
The injury happened in the new year, mm-hmm. and he was rolling along pretty good, like points wise, right? But they didn't call him up at any point before the new year.
At the end of the day, he's got a lot to prove to a lot of different people. Mm-hmm. His career is on the line. This is another chance for him to play games that actually matter for his team and show what he can do.
Yeah. So we'll hear from Sammy Kapanen around 11:20. We'll also get updates from Mark Masters. We'll hear from Mike Babcock. I joked starting the show saying, you know, this is the most important game that the Leafs have had all year because that's the reality moving forward. You know, stepping back, if we had a conversation in September, what were we talking about the Leafs? We wanted meaningful hockey games for this young core in March. You can certainly check that off. You have 8 games left. It's essentially an 8-game playoff series. It makes it a little bit easier tomorrow when you say it's a 7-game, but they're probably going to need somewhere around 9 points. So that's 4.5 wins between now and the end of the season. You're taking on a Panthers team that, after last night's loss, I don't see how they're even part of the conversation, but you have a Tampa team that beat Chicago last night, have now won 3 in a row. These are, if you're talking about the big picture and the growth of this team, these are so invaluable. Like these are, you hope that they get into the playoffs. Right now, it would be a disappointment if they didn't, given where they are. But Patrick, speak to the young players playing in these games in the next 2 weeks and what that means big picture for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
It goes a long way. I mean, just playing in games at this point that matter, you start to find out what you actually have in guys. It's easy to play in games as a young guy when your team's out of it and the teams that you're playing know it, and it's just a different game. You saw that last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you see what you actually have in guys. I think what they've actually been able to find out that maybe wasn't in the cards and wasn't expected was just exactly how bad their D are, top to bottom. That's what they've found out more than anything else in my mind, is that exactly where Morgan Rielly stands, Jake Gardner mainly. I mean, those are your two guys coming into the year that you know, those are your top two D. And where do they fit in the league now after watching a lot of games that have mattered since day one?
And that's all part of the process, though, is it not? Like
you have to find out. That's the whole point of this season.
You often talk about that Kings team that you're a part of, and you were there just as things were about to get better, and you had some of the pieces, but you still weren't a good team. You were a couple years away. Do you see some similarities where back then the LA Kings could identify, this is where we need to get better, this is where we need to get someone else, whether it's through trade or free agency or draft picks, and where the Leafs are right now with their deficiencies as well?
Oh, 100%. I mean, and that's why it's important to, if you're a fan, to not think that what you see on this roster, Rielly, Gardner, Nylander, mm-hmm. I mean, other than Matthews and Marner, the rest is up for debate. Because we were in L.A., and we had Wayne Simmonds, and we had Braden Schenn, and we had Jack Johnson. Where'd those guys end up? We had myself at that time.
Right.
We're all part of this really good young core. And yeah. Where'd everybody go?
Yeah, they weren't on the Stanley Cup.
Right.
Right.
So because you have to bring in certain things to make your team better in other ways. So that's the idea. So there's nothing that's locked up. There's nothing set in stone for most mm-hmm. top to bottom on this team.
I'll tell you where my spotlight is. It's not on the young guys. It's on JVR. It's on Tyler Bozak. It's on Jake Gardner. You know what? Show me what you got. You know what? Show me what you got. This isn't meaningful games. It's meaningful games for those guys who have no meaningful games under their belt.
Mm-hmm.
That's who it's meaningful. Auston Matthews has meaningful games under his belt. He's won. William Nylander, meaningful games under his belt. Mitch Marner, meaningful games. Morgan Rielly. These other guys? No. Uh-uh. That's who I'm watching. And you know what? The defense is the defense. At least Hunwick and Pollock and those guys dig in and compete. They give you everything they got. They never leave you short in the effort or competitive mm-hmm. department. They're just not good enough in terms of what they're asked to do. And that puts a strain. So we know the defense has to get better. 42 and 25 and 51. Like, you know what? Let's see what you got, boys. And I'm not watching anybody else. I'm watching those guys. You're the guys that we're looking to. You better make a difference.
They're playing for. Do you want to be on this team for the next 5 years?
Right.
That's what it's about.
Do you want to be part of the fun?
Right.
In a way, we've talked about throughout the year so much about the situational, Auston Matthews taking a really important face-off in a real important game. Are you more interested? I feel like my mom, you just kind of answered it, but are you more interested in seeing those veterans in those situations more so than Auston Matthews just because you know what you're getting from Matthews?
Well, I mean, bottom line is Auston Matthews is a winner. You don't have to win at the NHL to be a winner, okay? But you got to show I always say this. If you play like a winner, you do the things that help a team win, you're going to intersect with winning. That's what I believe. Now, does every player that does that? There's a lot of players that, you know, you watch how they play and how they're going to dig in. And I'm not suggesting but you want meaningful games? Mm-hmm. Give me your meaningful games, boys. Don't tell me how you have bad luck. I want to see production. Mm-hmm. I want to see you guys be productive. And that's the bottom line. Don't start telling me, well, we didn't get the breaks. You know what? You guys make your breaks. That's what it's about. Mark Messier, do you think he ever talked about not making it? And I'm using one of the greatest leaders of all time. I don't care about Mitch Marner. I've watched him. I've watched these guys. Mm-hmm. And I've watched Tyler Bozak and JVR for a long time. Mm-hmm. Let's see what you got, boys.
Well, we're going to see what the Leafs got tonight as they take on the Panthers on TSN 4. You can also hear it
And that's
here.
Another thing. The Florida Panthers, squish them, stomp on them, kick the crap out of them. They're not a very good team. That's another factor here. And don't underestimate the Tampa Bay Lightning. I watched that game last night. I mean, they were down 4-1.
Yep.
And they took that game over. Vasilevskiy made some brilliant saves. Hedman, I'd leave him out for 40 minutes, Patrick. Yeah. And that drew in now. Yeah. And those guys.
How much have we been talking about Carlson and Burns for that Norris? Hedman's right there.
Yeah, absolutely, for me, yes.
And raise your hand if you want to face that team if they do make the playoffs.
Healthier by the day, too.
Healthier by the day. Stamkos, hope if you're the Tampa Bay Lightning that he comes back. So again, it's the Panthers and the Leafs. You can see it on TSN 4. You can hear it on TSN 1050. We'll have it covered here on Leafs Lunch. Darren Dreger at 12:20. Sean Thornton a little bit later in the 12 o'clock hour. But coming up next, we have Sammy Kapanen. This is hour one of Leafs Lunch on TSN 1050.
Here's Percy in behind the goal. Looks back out front. Shot scores! Kapanen makes it 2-1!
That was Kasperi Kapanen, who will make his season debut tonight as the Leafs take on the Panthers on TSN 4 and here on TSN 1050. Leafs right now third in the Atlantic Division as they continue to fight off the Boston Bruins and the Tampa Bay Lightning. So Toronto right now, 85 points after 74 games. That's 1 point up on Boston. They do have a game in hand. 2 points up on Tampa Bay, who have suddenly won 3 in a row and are streaking again and won a huge game against the Chicago Blackhawks last night, 5-4 in overtime. Another team that really has been streaking, and they're going to run out of time, most likely, but the Carolina Hurricanes, who have 80 points, so 4 points out of a playoff spot. They lose to Detroit in overtime, but a scary scene for Eddie Lack, who, on the game-winning goal by Andreas Athanasiou, there's a collision in net. Lack goes to the hospital. He has since tweeted out that he got to go home. Scans are negative. He has a neck injury. But there's a guy who got called out by his coach, I want to say, a month ago, and has been stellar ever since in that Hurricanes team. We don't talk about them very much, but especially with that blue line, they could have sunnier days moving forward, let's just say that.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. They were rolling along pretty good, then they really stumbled. And now they've picked up their game again, and Eddie Lack has been one of the best goaltenders here over the last month or so, and he needed to be because he couldn't be worse, right?
Yeah, he was bad. But I think, you know, Peters apologized for what he said publicly. The way you go about that, it was a mistake by him. But at least he acknowledged that. I mean, you can talk to your guy behind closed doors and get the same result once he starts playing again. But Carolina is one of the few teams this year that have multiple streaks of both wins and losses that go past five games. That's hard to do. That's really hard to do. So the inconsistency factor, I think their inability to score at times has really hurt them, but their blue line's phenomenal. I mean, they're basically the exact opposite of what the Leafs are.
They could use some offense, maybe some offense from a guy like Sammy Kapanen, a former Carolina Hurricane who joins us now. Sammy, how are you?
Hi, guys. Doing good.
Sammy, where are you?
Right now?
Yeah.
Actually, right now in a shopping mall. here in Kuopio.
Okay.
Kuopio with my my family having a day off playing the playoffs. It's the first round right now. I had a game last night and have a game tomorrow. So good time. Good times here in Finland.
Yeah, for sure. And you're focused on that postseason run right now. I gotta wonder though. So tonight it's the Leafs and some kid that you might know of making his season debut, taking on the Panthers. The game will begin at about 2 a.m. your time. Question is, will you be awake and will you be watching it?
Probably not gonna stay up. We're having a huge game tomorrow, and I got to be mentally fresh and ready to be a part of the coaching staff. So probably not staying over the night. Hopefully in the morning time, having a rerun and seeing how Kasper is doing. But I'm pretty excited about it.
Sammy, did you give Kasper any advice going into today's game?
Not really, no. No, it's just kind of go and have fun, enjoy it. It's a great time in the season, having a tight playoff race and having a call up first time of this season. I know he's excited. Just let it go. Have fun.
You know, Sammy, you played a lot of years in the NHL with a lot of success. You know, maybe not so much telling him about tonight, but Kasper can skate, and he's shown some really good signs of good ability. And, you know, he's had these really good moments and these times where maybe he hasn't been as productive as he should be. What do you try to remind him of to really find that level of really consistent play at the National League level so he can stay there?
I think a lot of times for a younger player, the hardest thing is the all-around game. That's something that being accountable. That's what the coaches are usually are looking for, no matter a younger player, older player, accountability, playing good all-around hockey, being sound and solid defensively. We know he can play offense. That's not a problem. It's just being sure and making the right kind of decisions defensively. That's something, especially this time of the season. Those are the major things. And what I hear, what I learn about his game is he's getting better, and he's been improving his defensive game. All-around game is better. He's putting up the points. Bobby being more consistent on point production this season too. And those are the things that the younger player needs to have a good focus on, finding a way to do the right things night in, night out.
Have you talked to him about being patient too, about making the NHL? I mean, I know it was a different time, but you didn't really play. You didn't play full time till you were 22, 23. Have you expressed that? Because everybody has their time, and sometimes you need to be patient.
Yeah, that's probably one of the things. The being young and being eager to getting the opportunity, getting the call ups, being in the big league, showing your ability, and there's tendency on the young kids, 19, 20 years old, comparing yourself on other players on the same age, even comparing the players that are 18 and maybe in other teams that are already playing in the big league. And so that's the time when you need to be patient, just kind of waiting your own opportunity. Once it comes, staying relaxed, not trying too much. Not trying to get everything done in a few shifts, being accountable, like I mentioned it earlier. It's just, those are the hard things, because no matter how you believe in your abilities, but if you're not playing in the NHL, you some point at this trying to be frustrated, and that's something that you don't have a time to kind of waste and worry. It's going to come. If you do the right things and then playing certain kind of a hockey, sooner or later, you get your opportunity. And that's for him tonight.
He's a veteran of 12 seasons in the NHL. Sammy Kapanen joining us here on Leafs Lunch. You can answer this as a father, or you can answer this as a hockey executive. I'll allow you to choose that. Given what is going on with the Toronto Maple Leafs right now, what is this like for not just Kasperi, but for a young player coming into this system, a guy like Nylander, Marner, Matthews, or Kapanen, how would you evaluate what the system is in Toronto right now and how that benefits a young player like those four players I just mentioned?
Well, I think it's tremendous right now. There's a lot of young talent. I think for the younger players, once there's more than one or two, it's easier than having more and more younger players around you. It's kind of like the same kind of a mindset. You get about the getting along good. You get the mental kind of support on each other, and kind of same time it's just a competition. I know those kids that they want to prove that they are better than the guy next to himself, and this is a competition that makes you better, makes you work harder. The way the team is playing right now is really good. I'm excited about it. And the coaching staff, the management has done a good job having a lot of young talent, good mix with all the players, and they're going in the right direction right now. And offensively, they are loaded. And that's something that they need to learn at a certain time of the games. And certain times of the season, how to play that solid defense that they shown that they are capable of doing.
How fun was it playing with your son professionally? I know your last year you guys played together. He was only 17. You were 40, I think. How enjoyable was that? I mean, that's a rare experience.
I was there. It is, and it is hard to put into words. And we actually got to be goal scorers on the same game. It's kind of funny feeling that not just it's always nice to score a goal by yourself, but same time your own kid is scoring a goal in the same game. And then late in the season, we ended up playing in the same line, and with the Gasper assist, that I got to score a goal. And that's something that you always celebrate and get excited scoring a goal, but then it's your own kid that's coming and celebrating with yourself. Kind of like what's going on. Kind of
surreal.
Funny, weird feeling. Yeah, it is surreal. And but it's something that I will remember probably the rest of my life. That the way that moment was kind of getting deep inside my emotional base. It was fun.
Well, that whole moment just made Craig Button smile, and you probably even heard him whisper say that he was there.
I saw you and Kasperi. It was in Kasperi's draft year, and it was in Finland. I also saw William and Michael Nylander play in the same year together too. So
yeah.
you have these two longtime NHL players. Their kids are coming up for the draft. So it is like I mean I get goosebumps thinking about it, Sammy. I can't imagine what it was like for you, because I know you know, the excitement that was in the building to see it was pretty neat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's special, and it's something that we knew that we're getting close, that the Kasperi was approaching the men's league on the quick steps, and we were just kind of waiting when it's the right time, and that he's ready to play. And around Christmas time, when he was called up for the first time and playing his first game, I was injured, so I missed his first game, and I was kind of standing next to the fence. And watching his first game, first save, actually, I took it on my iPhone, and his first save, and I could see that he was a little nervous and all this, and but kind of, I was close, but not there. And then when we got to play the first games and scoring those goals and all this, it's pretty special.
Well, as you pointed out, it's... you know, moments that you'll never forget. So you'll get to cherish that for years to come. Sammy, best of luck in your playoff series, and best of luck to Kasperi tonight against the Florida Panthers. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Sammy.
Thanks, guys.
There you have it. Sammy Kapanen, 12-year NHL veteran. Kasperi Kapanen making his season debut tonight as the Leafs take on the Panthers. Obviously, he's very excited. If there's anyone else that's more excited about the Panthers and the Leafs, I don't know if they could top Tim Haffey. And you'll hear it right here. In a SportsCenter update. Our Hour 1 of Leafs Lunch continuing here on TSN 1050. Mark Rowe in for Andy Petrillo alongside Craig Button and Patrick O'Sullivan. Leafs taking on the Panthers later tonight. You can see it on TSN 4. You can also hear it on TSN 1050. The morning skate just wrapping up for the Leafs. Players talking. We'll catch up with Mark Masters a little bit later in the hour, but just reading reports that Frederik Andersen has been talking to the media, says that he's ready to play. It's pretty simple, but tough to know exactly when he'll be ready to play. Obviously, huge points at stake tonight, but we need McElhinney in the net right now. Still pretty positive, still taking it very slow. So those are all quotes from Frederik Andersen. Again, we'll hear from Mark Masters about what happened at morning skate, but Curtis McElhinney.
He'd be ready to play.
Right.
And he really thinks it's Curtis.
Well, he said it's very tempting. Obviously, we have huge points at stake.
Yeah, so get in the net.
So who knows? Who knows what stand...
Yeah, but if it's not a concussion, why aren't you playing?
Is maybe a doctor getting in the way? You talked a lot about doctors yesterday.
Wait a second. Doctors don't get in the way. Let's be clear on that. There's a massive lawsuit in play here. Mm-hmm. That's it's got a lot of tentacles to it and everything. And I'm not going to go into it, right? Mm-hmm. But the doctors and anybody wants to call it a necessary evil, no, they're not an evil, and they are necessary because what's happening here in the National Hockey League, as we've seen in other sports, specifically the NFL, is they're trying to help the players make sure that they don't put themselves in compromising positions. So. Doctors don't get in the way.
Okay.
I got to be clear on that.
Well, you like the direction that they're going in.
No. Right? Well, you have to.
Right.
Because the players want to play. The players want to get in there. So sometimes you got to say, no, you can't go in there.
It's the players and the coaches. You can't trust them.
Yeah.
And I know you guys talked about this for almost 2 hours yesterday, but the whole story to come out of Buffalo, that it was a Buffalo Sabres doctor that told the Leafs, Mike Babcock, whoever it was, that he had to get out. And the first thing you think of was, is this a concussion spotter or is this a doctor? And it's looking more and more like it has something to do with the jaw injury that he had last year with the Ducks, whether it's the same injury or whether it even is the jaw injury, but that's speculation. But it looks like it's more, you're going down that road more than the concussion.
I don't think anybody knows.
What's that?
I don't think anybody knows.
Well, Frederik Andersen.
Based on what?
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about everybody outside the Maple Leafs organization,
right?
Like, so nobody knows. All I know is that the doctor. I mean, he's got an obligation to say, hey, listen, there's concern here. We got to get him out of the game. Mm-hmm. That's the world we live in. That's the situation we're dealing with. Mm-hmm. Don't complain about it. Don't talk. It's over. And you can speculate till the cows come home. Good luck. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday he's taking full practice, taking shots. They're not, guys aren't worried about keeping it low.
Right.
More so than he normally would be in a practice with your number one guy.
He was on the ice this morning, and they tried to make the morning skate as close to a usual game day routine as possible. That is what Mark Masters is reporting, whatever that means.
Yeah, for Andersen. Sparks is standing in the corner the whole time, basically.
Right. So one thing we do know, the team doctor will be at the game tonight because it's a home game.
That's good. Yeah, but my whole thing is, Tuukka Rask seems to have a consistent issue with not being able to play really important games. I don't know. I mean,
season?
He's sick. Like, he's sick. Well, I mean, just why don't you try to play the game? Why don't you puke on the ice and play the game? Seriously. I'm not saying this is the Freddie Andersen thing, but I'm just saying this is a really important time of the year. Like, if you can play, you should be playing.
But
so if this isn't a concussion thing, mm-hmm. what is it? And again, we don't know, but the point is worth bringing up. If you can practice and you're not concerned about anything happening in practice, why don't you want to play?
And to circle back to one of our first...
Unless it's a concussion.
Right.
And then in that case, why are you on the ice? It's slightly confusing.
Yeah, I hear you, but you can go on the ice as you're trying to get through whatever the protocol, the baseline, and trying to make sure that... you're ramping up your heart rate and everything that goes with it. I mean, that happens prior to any player being able to play. So, like I said, I don't know where he's at. I don't know what the diagnosis is or why he came out of the game.
No, but the thing is, they're saying it's not a concussion. So there's no heart rate protocol. This is a jaw injury, they're saying.
No, they've said nothing.
They haven't said it. The speculation
They have said nothing. The Toronto Maple Leafs have said nothing. They haven't said that what it is or what it isn't. They've said nothing.
The only thing that Frederik Andersen really said was he brushed off the idea that he has a concussion. He didn't say, I don't have a concussion. He just said, I'm not I'm not going down that. So we'll try to get some clarity from Mark Masters, who's going to join us here on Leafs Lunch in a couple of minutes. Again, Leafs Panthers tonight on TSN 4 and TSN 1050. This is hour one of Leafs Lunch. We'll be back after the break. Mark Rowe in for Andy Petrillo. This is hour one of Leafs Lunch, joined alongside Craig Button and Patrick O'Sullivan. Leafs taking on the Panthers tonight on TSN 4 and on TSN 1050. Curtis McElhaney will get the start tonight for the Leafs. Frederik Andersen still out dealing with a upper body injury, which is what we'll go with at this point. Kasperi Kapanen will make his season debut. We talked to Sammy Kapanen earlier in the hour. So exciting day for him as he plays on the fourth line with Brian Boyle and Matt Martin. The Florida Panthers, so they lose last night in Buffalo. It's a game two of a back-to-back. They're not mathematically out of it, but they're kind of out of it. Is this one of those teams where it's not point night, but does this make them more dangerous because they might be a little bit more relaxed, or is this just a Panthers team that simply is not good enough?
What happened 2 weeks ago?
You better be ready to play anybody at this time of year. I mean,
well, you know what happened 2 weeks ago?
Yeah,
no, beat down 7-2.
Yeah, no, it's
what you do against teams like this that aren't in it is you come out in the first period and you don't give them a say in the game. You completely dominate the game. You make it difficult. You turn the game into one that the team that's out of the playoff picture doesn't want to play. Mm-hmm. You know, do you think Keith Yandel wants to go and get the puck behind him? Do you think Jason Demers mm-hmm. wants to go get the puck? I mean, those two guys. The reconstruction of that blue line is the reason mm-hmm. they are where they are. That and injuries to some top guys.
I love that line. I'm going to use that line now. That's a new one of mine. I'm taking it from Patrick. You don't want to give the team a say in the game.
That's true.
That is the key.
And if there's a guy that never takes a game off, it's Mark Masters, our TSN Leafs reporter who now
joins
us.
It's hard to take a game off when you're in first class all the time.
That is true. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing well, guys. Good to be on this show.
Good to have you. Let's get to it. What's been the story so far during morning skate?
Well, I guess the big story is Frederik Andersen skates again, says he's feeling good, making progress. Today was a good step in his mind. Not sure if he'll be able to play on Thursday in Nashville, but certainly you would have to think it's positive that here he is again back on the ice and talking again to the media. So that's kind of the big headline here today at the morning skate.
Has there been any clarity regarding what exactly he's dealing with?
Nope, none at all, which is, I guess, par for the course with the Leafs. They've been very, you know, it's the exception when they actually, you know, say what the injury is. Like when they revealed that Morgan Riley had a high ankle sprain, that was after the fact. But even that was kind of notable because usually they're very tight-lipped, especially this time of year. And Freddie Anderson's been very careful not to kind of say anything that would, you know, lead us to believe one thing or the other, whether it's something with his head, a concussion, a jaw thing. I know Dave Feshuk had a story in the Star about that, or even a shoulder type issue. He was kind of rotating his right shoulder a bit when he was working out yesterday before the skate. So it's unclear exactly what the nature of the injury is. The only thing that's clear is that he had his own net at the morning skate. Garrett Sparks did not have his own net. And talking to Freddie afterwards, he was just saying they were trying to basically make this like a normal morning skate for him, as close to normal as possible, so that when he is able to come back, there he won't miss a step. So that, I think, is a positive sign for Freddie, even though we don't exactly know what is wrong with him.
The other big lineup change is that Kasperi Kapanen makes his season debut on the fourth line. Judging by either what he said after the morning skate or even at yesterday's practice, what are the expectations for him from Mike Babcock?
To be fast, to be the quickest guy on the ice, to add a little more jump to that fourth line, which struggled with Ben Smith back in the fold on Saturday night in Buffalo. So you want to say tonight, if you're watching the game, who the heck is that blur going down the ice? And if that's Kasperi Kapanen, that's probably a good night for him. He was not happy with how last year went, 9 games, no points with the Maple Leafs. He waited a long time for this second chance in the NHL. You know, he's a point-per-game player down in the AHL, has overcome a very serious lower body injury to get back. He's been very tough waiting for him. Wasn't watching Leafs games because it was so tough. He's best friends with William Nylander, which is his main tie into the team. So I'm sure he's happy to be back in a dressing room with him again. And I expect him to be a very motivated player here tonight.
Well, he looks to bounce back from his performance last year with the Leafs. The Leafs are looking to bounce back after their performance against the Sabres. And they're looking for revenge tonight, right?
I was just listening to you guys coming in here. They should be a very everything you said is right on. They got to come out and just dominate this game from the start. They've got a, you know, their backup goalie in there. There's a potential for, you know, what's their confidence level like. I think it's a good sign that the last time McElhinney started on Thursday, he let in a bad goal and they were able to bounce back and win that game right off the start. That's a sign that, you know, they've got a bit of a confidence as a team. But yeah, just dominate this team. Florida's playing back-to-back. The Leafs all year have been very good when they've coming off a bad loss. They haven't let it spiral too much. They're not just coming off a bad loss in Buffalo. They got smacked around by the Florida Panthers not long ago. So I expect them to come out guns blazing and take it to them right off the hop here tonight.
Great stuff. Thank you, Mark.
No worries. Anytime, guys.
There you have it. Mark Masters covering the Leafs and Panthers tonight on TSN 4 and TSN 1050. Leafs Lunch returns after the break on TSN 4.